blessed be and praise thy name forever and ever. Thou faithful Lord, to keep us this day without sin. Blessed art thou, O Lord God of our fathers, and praised and glorified is thy name forever. Amen. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope on thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Lord, thou hast been a refuge in generation and generation. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. O Lord, unto thee have I fled for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. For in the mountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. Continue thy mercy on those that know thee. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us.
Today is salvation coming to the world. Let us sing to him who rose from the tomb, the author of our salvation. For destroying death by death, he has granted us victory and great mercy.
O Heavenly King, the Comforter and Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and fill us all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us of all impurity and save our souls with good will. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill among men. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill among men. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
It is time for the Lord to act. Bless Master.
Blessed is our God, and we sound ever into
it. Pray for me, Master.
May the Lord direct your steps.
Remember me, Holy Master.
May the Lord God remember you in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Bless Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Metropolitan Tikhon, and for our Archbishop Benjamin, for the honorable priesthood, the diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, every city and countryside, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, sea, and air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
For unto thee do all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Blessed art thou, O Lord.
Gabriel, need to wear a shirt.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, long-suffering and of great goodness. Bless the Lord.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God. Let us pray to the
Lord.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Paradise didst thou drive our forefather Adam, who had broken thy commandment, O Christ. But, O compassionate one, thou didst cause to dwell therein the thief who confessed thee on the cross, crying out, Remember me, O Savior, in thy kingdom.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
With the curse of death didst thou condemn us who had sinned, O Lord, bestower of life. Yet having suffered in thy flesh, O sinless Master, thou hast granted life unto mortals who cry out, Remember us also in thy kingdom.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
In rising from the dead, thou hast raised us up from the passions with thyself through thy resurrection, O Lord. And all the power of death hast thou destroyed, O Savior, wherefrom with faith we cry out to thee, remember us also in thy kingdom.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for this is the kingdom of heaven.
O thou who as God grantest life by thy 3 days in the tomb, thou didst raise up thyself with the dead in hell, and as one who is good, thou hast poured forth incorruption upon all of us who with faith ever cry out, remember us also in thy kingdom.
Give us grace with unclean heart, and suffer the king's promise where true, for you are gathered together, and you will grant your request. Fulfill now, Lord, the petitions of thy servants as be soon for them, granting us in the world the knowledge of the truth.
O Lord, let me not hear thee say, take what is due to thee, as thou dost send me from thy presence. Let me not hear thee say, depart from me into the fire of the accursed, but may I hear thy words of blessing to the righteous.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
Deliver me, O Lord, from the gates of hell, from chaos and darkness without light, from the lowest depths of the earth and the unquenchable fire, and from all the other everlasting punishments.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
I sing the praises of the triune Godhead, Father, Son, and Divine Spirit, one sovereign principle divided in three persons.
Now and ever, and unto ages of ages, amen.
Thou art the gate, pure Lady, through which one alone has passed, going in and out, yet not breaking the seal of thy virginity, Jesus, Adam's creator, and thy Son.
Wisdom right, let us attend.
O come.
saints, for him by the seraphim, the thrice holy cry, and glorified by the cherubim, worshipped by every heavenly power, who out of nothing has brought all things into being, has created man after the limits and likeness, and has adorned by every gift, who gives him the vast wisdom and understanding, does not reject the sinner, but instead has appointed repentance unto salvation. Who has vouchsafed us a humble and unworthy servants, even this hour to stand before the glory of the holy altar, to offer worship and praise which are due unto thee. Do thou thyself, O Master, accept even from the mouths of us sinners the thrice holy human business in thy goodness. Forgive us every transgression, voluntary and involuntary. Sanctify our souls and bodies, and enable us to serve thee in holiness all the days of our life. Through the intercessions of the holy testimonies of all the saints, who from the beginning of the world been well pleasing unto thee.
Before thy judgment seat, the book shall be opened and hidden things disclosed. Then deliver me from the unquenchable fire, and make me worthy to stand at thy right hand, O righteous judge. Now and ever, and unto ages of ages, amen. Queen of the conflicts of all kinds, that we may cry to thee, rejoice, O unmerited bride.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For holy art thou, our God, unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever,
Lord, save the pious.
Lord, save the pious.
And hear us.
And hear us.
And unto ages of ages.
On the cherubim, always now and ever, and to ages of ages.
Attend.
Peace be unto all.
And with thy spirit.
Wisdom.
Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure.
Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure.
Praise the the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God.
Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure.
Great is our Lord and abundant in power.
His understanding is beyond measure.
Wisdom.
The readings from the first epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Corinthians.
Let us attend.
Brethren, meat does not commend us to God, for neither if we eat it are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse. But beware lest somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee which has knowledge eating in an idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols? And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. Now when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I am not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord.
Peace be unto the reader.
And to thy spirit.
Wisdom.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us rejoice in the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to God our Savior.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us come before his face with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Illumine our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God, unto thee do we send up glory. Together with thy Father, who is without beginning, thine all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Bless, Master, him who proclaims the good tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist Matthew.
May God, through the prayers of the Holy Ghost, all laudable apostle and evangelist Matthew, enable thee to proclaim the glad tidings with great power, to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wisdom, let us arise. Let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Let us attend.
The Lord said, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will say also to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not know the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
Peace be unto thee who has proclaimed the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Well, where is the prodigal son when we need him? There are hard things in Scripture. This is one. And we tend to like the things that aren't so hard, but we don't always get that. But there are ways to understand this that are accurate and ways to understand it that are not accurate. This is a parable or a story that the Lord told to the people pretty close to the time that his persecution would begin. And so he lays out what the judgment will look like. And on a shallow level, you could look at this and say that it would appear that if you feed the poor, if you care for people, if you visit those in prison and that sort of thing, you'll go to heaven. And if you don't do that, you'll go to hell. It looks a bit like that. But there's much more to it than that. It's a lot deeper than that. Otherwise, we should all go out and become social workers right away, and then all the bases would be covered. But the fathers tell us to look at the scopus, the whole of Scripture. Look at the whole thing. There's a way that they understand all this. It says that the Lord will return when he comes in glory. This is his first coming. This is his second coming. In his first coming, he comes as a little child, cloaked, as it were. Only at a moment, perhaps at the transfiguration, do we see him in that glory. But at his second coming, at the eschaton, at the end of time, when he'll wrap up everything, he comes in his glory. And it says that he will sit upon a throne, that a river of fire will flow from there. And this river of fire is where a lot of confusion happens. Because primarily in the West, particularly this came up in a huge way at the Council of Florence, when the Eastern Church was under serious persecution by the Muslims, and they were trying to get help from the West, and so they were trying to figure out how they could come back together and how they could become one church again. And one of the dividing points that was so intense in this, particularly for Mark of Ephesus, who was really sort of the strongest person at that council, was what had happened in the West, which was a perspective that fire was from an angry God who wanted to punish sinners for all of eternity by burning them.
Now, this was never the perspective of the Eastern Church. The perspective of the Eastern Church is this, that God comes to judge us, but it's really we who judge ourselves. One of the fathers would say, this is an odd judgment. There's no judge, there's no jury, there's no executioner, there's nothing like that. Who judges us? We judge ourselves. The condition of our soul is what judges us. The sheep, the goats, this is something that we choose, that we're choosing right now by the way that we live our lives. And the fire that flows from the throne of God is not a angry God who's being mean and wanting to burn people for eternity, but rather it is the fire of his love that is flowing from his throne. It's his love that is flowing. And for those who have worked to be restored in his image and likeness, who have learned to love him, the love that comes from him is warmth and comforting and peaceful and home more than anything else. But for those who have totally rejected him, have turned their backs on him, have not lived lives that bring them to that moment, that fire is experienced as painful, as something that pushes them away. It's the same fire. You know, when I was growing up, we used to be told that being in hell was being in the absence of God. And yet we know that God is everywhere present and fills all things. And does he have a place where he chooses to send people at the end of their lives to torture them forever? Well, Dante's Inferno would show you that. So there is an approach, certainly, that many believe is that way. But God is not like that. God is the philanthropos, the lover of humankind, the lover of mankind. He desires not the death of a sinner, but that he live and be restored. And so, since he is loving yesterday, today, and forever, and always will be, what he always gives is love. It's just that love is not experienced by everyone as something that they really want. As a matter of fact, in many cases, it's experienced as the opposite. Have you ever had someone that you're really mad at who loves you and keeps loving you? How does that feel? We tend to not like it. We wish they wouldn't. We wish they would hate us back. But that isn't how God is. He never hates. He only loves and pours out his love upon us. And at the restoration of all things, when things are brought back, you might say, to normalcy, to the way they're really meant to be, then all of creation will be restored and we will be filled with his love. And what is incumbent upon us in the time that we have in this life is to learn to love that love. The fathers, almost all of them, push us from this particular reading in Matthew over to the 13th chapter of Corinthians so that we don't make a mistake about it. And I'll read you a little bit from it. You know it because they like to read it at weddings all the time. Love, love, love. And it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clinging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I should move mountains but have not love, I have nothing. And though I bestow my goods to feed the poor, just like this story was about today, right? Like this parable. And though I give my body to be burned and I have not love, it profits me nothing. So it isn't just a matter of us sort of ginning up ourselves to do social work, to feed the hungry or that kind of thing, although we absolutely should do that. What is important here is what is the condition of our hearts. And what the church gives us in her Catholicity, and especially during the period of Lent, is an opportunity to really refocus on that and to really see the condition of our hearts and to increase all aspects of our lives in Christ such that we will really turn back to home, such that we would really see where we need to repent, what we need to do to be restored in that condition of love. We're made in the image and likeness of God. That is our true self. And we only are ever truly happy when we're restored to that. So the church gives us this season the sobriety of this judgment, the way that we will judge ourselves, because we'll be fake. Whatever is real will be real. But we have this season before us in which to get our hearts right. And that's really what the heart of this parable is about. This is really, wherever you read commentary on it from the patristic texts, it always comes back to the same thing, that what we need to do is really have love in our hearts. The gift that comes to us through our life in the church. And in having love in our hearts, we will feed the poor. We will visit the sick. We will visit those in prison. We will do all those things. But most importantly, we'll do it in the way that we really should, where it will be meaningful and powerful by having love. So Lent stands before us, an opportunity to do this. We all know that we need it. And so I encourage each and every one of us to embrace it fully, this tithe of the year, this 10% of the year that Lent represents. Come to as many services as you can. Observe fasting, almsgiving, and prayer. Do everything you possibly can to deepen your life in Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God.
Amen.
Let us say with all our soul, with all our mind, let us say,
let us turn our mercy according to the multitude of mercies, and now thy body upon us, O
Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for this country, as president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord,
again, we pray for the blessed and ever-memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, for the blessed and ever-memorable founders of this holy house, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, the brethren of this holy house, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the bestowal of love and mercy upon the suffering Ethiopian people and for their welfare and good estate.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind, to thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord may have mercy on them, that he may teach them the word of truth, that he may reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he may unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Save them, have mercy on them, help them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, that they may glorify thine all honorable and majestic names, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever to the ages of ages.
Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace, pray unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom.
For unto thee is due all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever to the ages of ages.
Amen. Pachi e pachi, miram gospodo pomolimsia.
Gospodi pomilu.
Zastu pis pasi pomilui, e socrani nas boje tvoje u blago datiu.
Gospodi pomilu.
Yahvada padeja vo vitevi ostregio canimi, tevi slava vasalayam, osui sinui suatoma doho, inini i prisnoi vo vieki vieku. No one is bound with pleasures or desires of flesh, is worthy of approach or drawing here to serve you, King of glory, the ministry is great and awesome, even the heavenly powers. Nevertheless, divine and unspeakable boundless love for mankind, let us become man that without change or alteration, let us become our high priest, the root of all, let us commit to us and minister to our church with a bloodless sacrifice. For thou alone, O Lord our God, root us over those in heaven and on earth, who art born on the throne of the cherubim, the Lord of seraphim, the King of Israel, alone art holy and dost rest in the saints. Therefore I entreat thee, alone art good and ready to listen, look down on me, thy son, and profitable servant, and cleanse my soul and heart of an evil conscience. By the power of the Holy Spirit, enable me and endow the grace of the priesthood to stand before this thy holy table and perform the sacred mystery of thy holy pure body and precious blood. For I draw near to thee and bow my neck, I implore thee, do not turn thy face away from me nor cast me out from among thy children, but make me thy sinful and unworthy servant worthy to offer gifts to thee. For thou thyself art he that offers and is offered, accepts and is distributed, O Christ our God, to thee do we send up glory. Together with thy fathers, without beginning, thine all holy good and my creating spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Let us in this way represent the cherubim and chant the thrice holy hymn, life creating Trinity. Now lay aside all earthly care.
We may receive the King who comes in as a great one, mighty angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
See the King of all comes visibly informed by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
And that we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly informed by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Father, please forgive me my sins. Brothers and sisters, please forgive me.
Please forgive me, chief of my sins.
Gale,
His Beatitude, the Blessed Tikhon Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada, His Eminence, the Most Reverend Benjamin Archbishop of San Francisco and the West, may the Lord God remember in His kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Those who are sick, suffering alone, mourning, despondent, or in need, may the Lord God remember each and every one in His kingdom, the clergy, the monastics, the venerable benefactors of this holy house. May the Lord God remember each and every one in His kingdom, all those who have gone before us, our fathers and mothers in Christ, the great saints and righteous believers, who have delivered unto us this saving faith, those who have gone before us, whom we love and hold dear, our relatives and loved ones who have reposed, especially the newly reposed, Archpriest John. May the Lord God remember in His kingdom little children throughout the world who suffer harm, neglect, and abuse, who perish without the arms of love, tiny babies who are killed by abortion. May the Lord God remember in His kingdom you and all Orthodox Christians. May the Lord God remember in His kingdom always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Spices and light it in a new tune, tuned with body, soul, and health, deep on the cross, as thou Christ, bearing all things, brightened in a royal tune. My true most Christ is the font of our resurrection. Father Joseph, having taken his pure body down from a tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tune. The good Lord, my good pleasure, and the sign that the walls of Jerusalem be built, and then shall God be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation, whole burnt offerings, and so they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Remember me, brothers, and good celebrants.
The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee.
The Holy Spirit shall manage together with us all the days of our life.
Remember me, O Master, and
remember me in this kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious
Lord,
gifts now
Lord,
offered,
Lord,
let us pray to the
praise
Lord.
Those call upon it,
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy.
May the Spirit of thy grace
for our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our lives unto Christ our God. Let us love one another, that with one mind we may confess.
The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Christ in our midst. The doors in wisdom, let us attend.
In one God.
God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of our essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. This kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord. To him thee, to bless thee, to praise thee, to give thanks unto thee, and to worship thee in every place of thy dominion. For thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing and eternally the same, thou, thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit. Thou it was who brought us from non-existence into being, and when we had fallen away, didst raise us up again, didst not cease to do all things, until thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with the kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, to thine only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit. For all things of which we know and which we do not, for all the benefits bestowed upon us, whether manifest or unseen. And we thank thee for this liturgy which thou hast deigned to accept at our hands. Though there stand by thee thousands of archangels, hosts of angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, who soar aloft, and borne on their wings, singing the triumphant hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Hosanna in the highest.
With these blessed powers, O Master, who lovest mankind, we also cry aloud and say, Holy art thou, and all holy. Thou, thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit, holy art thou, and all holy. Magnificent is thy glory, who so loved the world as to give thine only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who, when he had come and had fulfilled all the dispensation for us in the night, in which he was given up, or rather gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy, pure, and blameless hands. And when he had given thanks, and blessed it, and hallowed it, and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, for the remission of sins. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, Drink ye all of it. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Amen. Remembering the saving commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and thy second and glorious coming, thine own we offer unto thee, in behalf of all and for all.
Can we offer to thee this reasonable blood of worship, and we ask thee and pray thee and supplicate thee. Send down thy Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts here offered. O Lord, who did send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us to pray unto thee.
Grant me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Lord, who did send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but renew me, pray unto thee.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Lord, who did send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us to pray unto thee. God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me.
Blessed Master of the Holy Bread.
And make this bread to be the most precious body of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless, Master, the Holy Cup.
That which is within this cup to be the most precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both, Master.
Making this change by thy most Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
The government of the sacred death of the King. That they may be to those who partake for vigilance of soul, remission of sins, communion of the Holy Spirit, fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, boldness to thee, not for judgment nor condemnation. Again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for those who have fallen asleep in the faith, our forefathers and fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary. Holy Prophet, Reverend Baptist John McGuire, as all the apostles, all the saints, St. Polycarp, and Mary, and the supplicant of those who are fallen asleep, and all the saints, and 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 the saints, grant them peaceful times, if careful, we in their tranquility may lead a calm and peace life in all godliness and sanctity. Remember those who are in the countryside, remember those in trouble, the lands, among the first, remember, Lord, His Beatitude, our Metropolitan Deacon, His Eminence, Archbishop Benjamin, grant that for Thy holy churches,
peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, rightly dividing the word of thy truth.
And all mankind.
Remember, Lord, all those who have asked for our prayers, Bishops John and Paul, Deacon Mark, Dennis Padilla, Sophia Gabriel, Alwyn, Chapel, Elijah, Greg, Ariana, Lizzie, Eva, Nina, Erica, Amelia, Veronica, Johan, Philippa, James, Nadia, Sadi, Lawrence, Entasar, Saul B., Nancy, Cindy Scott, Beth, Dana, Matthew, Macrina, Carrie, Isabella, Natasha, Nadezhda, Oscar, Xenia, Chris, Colin, Elizabeth, Jason, Elaine and Mary, Chris, Betty, Darius, Wanda, Leisha, Melissa, Carolyn, the priest Paul, Jessica, David, Lewis, B., John, Sean, Justin, Tom, and Sue, and Celeste, the Chinese people suffering, those of recent repose, Travis, Jack, Gregory, Maurice, Clark, Dennis, Donald, Ken, Peter, Archpriest John, and Linda, those who are with child, Anna, Stacy, Jessica, Olga, Calcadon, Monica, and Kathleen, and grant that with one mouth and one heart we may praise thine all honorable majestic name, of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of age.
Amen.
The mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ shall be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Having remembered all the saints, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the precious gifts offered and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord. That our God, who loves mankind, receiving them upon his holy, heavenly, and ideal altars a sweet spiritual fragrance, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this,
that we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, and peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
Твоя, я поклоняюсь и в нашем мире. Zeit für Isili, Slava, Utsvissina, Isir Tagaduha, Jenini, Priest, Neubo, Vieki, Vieko. Mir
Slavi, Vasha, Gospodini, Preklonitia. Let us again.
Holy things are for the holy.
One is holy, one is Lord Jesus Christ.
Broken to thy most holy, our God, and shall not eat from thy best son, the sanctified most of our take.
Disappear.
His glory is above disappear. The earth and heaven.
Praise the Lord from the
Christ
heavens.
Christ is
in
us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Savior Jesus Christ is granted unto me.
He hath exalted the strength of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto me.
Of life everlasting, of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communion. For I will not reveal my mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas. But like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment or condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of the soul and body.
And with faith and love draw nigh.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and hath appeared unto us.
For I believe,
O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who is come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance, and vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal thy mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas. But like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
Servant of God Lawrence receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the healing of soul and body in life of the last day.
Amen.
worship, sins, and life everlasting. Amen.
Thy tongue hath devised
and good Anna receives the most precious body.
Like a sharpened razor hast thou
Jesus Christ, who remission of our sins and life everlasting. Amen. The most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Motion of Constance receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our mission of sins and life everlasting. Now relax, enjoy them.
The maid of God,
Tatiana, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our mission of sins and life everlasting.
All the words that engulf in ruin and a deceitful
tongue. The maid of God, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, mission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
The maid of God, Martha, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our mission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Let's get mom first.
Oh,
man. God, Winnie, who never gets fed, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, feeding his soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Mary Nectarius receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Body and
blood
yet,
of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the mission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
And thy root out of the land.
So, my God, Nicholas receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
The maid of God, Ruth, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God, Lois, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior
but
Jesus Christ.
But as for me, I am like a fruitful olive tree in the house of the Lord. I have hoped in the mercy of God forever and unto the ages of ages.
Lord God, James,
I will give praise unto thee forever
for
what thou hast done.
And
I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints.
Maid of God, Monica receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of our sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there be any that understand or seek after God. They are all gone astray, they are altogether rendered useless. There is none that doeth good, no, not one.
Sir, God, Achilles receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Did you get taller this week?
That's not.
All they that work iniquity come to understanding. They that eat up my people as they eat bread. They have not called upon the Lord. There have they feared with fear where no fear is.
The most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we got
For God, the bones of men, pleasers, they have been put to shame because God hath set them at naught. Who shall give out of Zion the salvation of Israel? When God hath turned back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
Aquila receives them as precious body in the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
God, in thy name save me, and in thy strength do thou judge me.
The image of God Angelina receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of our sins.
For strangers are risen up against me, and mighty men have sought after my soul.
Servant of God, Luke receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of our sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
For behold, God helpeth me.
Maid of God, Helena, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Destroy them by thy truth. Willingly shall I sacrifice unto thee.
Servant of God, Anthony, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Receive someone's precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaiden of God, Elizabeth, receive someone's precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Attend unto me and hear me.
God, Siri, receive someone's precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Reader Nathaniel receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Glory to the Father and to the
Servant of God, Innocent, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Servant of God, Porphyrius receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Having beheld
the resurrection of Christ, let us worship the Holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. We venerate thy cross, O Christ, and we praise and glorify thy holy resurrection. Thou art our God, and we know no other than thee we call in name. Come, all you faithful, let us venerate Christ's holy resurrection. For behold, through the cross, joy has come into all the world. Let us ever bless the Lord, praising his resurrection. For by enduring the cross, for us, he has destroyed death by death. Shine, shine, O New Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord is shown in you. Exult now and be glad, O Zion, be radiant, O Theotokos, in the resurrection of your Son. O Christ, great and most holy Pascha, wisdom, word, and power of God, grant that we may more perfectly partake of thee in the never-ending day of thy kingdom. Wash away, O Lord, the sins of all those who have been numbered here by thy precious blood, through the prayers of all thy saints.
Save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, glory above the earth. Exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Thou exalted above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth.
We have found the true faith, worshiping the undivided Trinity, who has saved. Blessed
is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Let our mountain fill with thy praise, O Lord, that we may sing of thy glory. For thou hast made us worthy to partake of thy holy, divine, immortal, and life-creating mysteries.
On thy righteousness.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
attend, having partaken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly life, creating an awesome mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
For thou art our sanctification, unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us depart in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Blessings of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ, God, our hope. Glory be to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Father,
may Christ, our true God, who rose from the dead for our salvation, through the prayers of his most pure mother, the Holy Ghost, all audible apostles, of our holy father, the martyr Polycarp, whom we commemorate in this day, the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints who have shined upon our shores, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loveth mankind.
Amen. His beatitude, the most blessed Deacon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada, His Eminence the Most Reverend Benjamin, Archbishop of San Francisco and the West, the President of the United States of America, all those in authority, the clergy and faithful of His Holy Temple and all Orthodox Christians, O Lord, preserve them for many. Many years.
salvation, and the manifestation of the mystery which is from eternity. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin, and Gabriel announces grace. So with him let us also cry to the Mother of God,
yes.
Rejoice, thou who art full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
She was all here.
Blessed ascetic of the northern wilds, and gracious intercessor for the whole world, teacher of the orthodox faith, and good instructor of piety, adornment of Alaska and joy of all America, Holy Father, Herman, pray to Christ God that he may save our souls. Now and ever, and unto ages of ages, amen. Queen of the heavenly hosts, defender of our souls, we thy servants offer thee songs of victory and thanksgiving. For thou, O Mother of God, hast delivered us from danger, but as thou hast invincible power, free us from conflicts of all kinds,
put the discus cover in
that
so it can dry. Good morning and welcome to everyone. Let's see. Schedule this week is parish council on Wednesday evening at 7. Usual prayer services during the week. Liturgy on Thursday morning with matins at 8, liturgy at 9. And everything else is pretty much normal in the week except for next Sunday evening you should plan for forgiveness vespers at 6 o'clock. And of course, we'll talk about that next Sunday. I didn't get a chance to do it last week, but I just wanted to thank all the people who pitched in so incredibly during the deanery retreat that was here. It's a wonderful event, but it's a whole lot of work. And many hands came forward and helped with that, so we really appreciate it very, very much. It's a real blessing to everyone who comes. Also, we have a choir workshop coming up. Is it Saturday after next, right?
7th.
Yeah, 7th. And there probably is going to be somewhere between 80 and 90 people attending that. So we're also recruiting for some help with that as well. I think if Arena reaches out to you, if you can say yes to her, please do, because we do need the help. All right, are there other announcements I'm missing? Amazing. Never happens. Good. Okay. You're all getting ready for Lent, aren't you? Giving up announcements. I like that. Okay. Today our patristic nugget comes from St. Piusius the Athenite, a saint of our times who just died not terribly long ago. Do not believe your thoughts, neither when they tell you you are terrible, or when they tell you that you are a saint. Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God.
I thank thee, O Lord my God, for thou hast not rejected me a sinner, but hast made me worthy to be a partaker of thy holy things. I thank thee, for thou hast permitted me the unworthy to commune of thy most pure and heavenly gifts. But, O Master, who lovest mankind, who for our sakes did die and rise again, and gavest us these awesome and life-creating mysteries for the good and sanctification of our souls and bodies, let them be for the healing of soul and body, the repelling of every adversary, the illumining of the eyes of my heart, the peace of my spiritual powers, a faith unashamed, a love unfeigned, the fulfilling of wisdom, the observing of thy commandments, the receiving of the divine grace, and the attaining of thy kingdom. Preserved by them in thy holiness, may I always remember thy grace and live not for myself alone, but for thee, our Master and Benefactor. May I pass from this life in the hope of eternal life, and so attain to the everlasting rest, where the voice of those who feast is unceasing, and the gladness of those who behold the goodness of thy countenance is unending. For thou art the true desire and the ineffable joy of those who love thee. O Christ our God, in all creation sings thy praise forever. Amen. O Master Christ our God, King of the ages, maker of all things, I thank thee for all the good things thou hast given me, especially for the communion with thy most pure and life-creating mysteries. I pray thee, O gracious lover of man, preserve me under thy protection beneath the shadow of thy wings. Enable me, even to my last breath, to partake worthily and with a pure conscience of thy holy things, for the remission of sins and unto life eternal. For thou art the bread of life, the fountain of holiness, the giver of all good. To thee we ascribe glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Freely hast thou given me thy body for my food, O thou who art a fire consuming the unworthy. Consume me not, O my Creator, but instead enter into my members, my veins, my heart. Consume the forms of my transgressions, cleanse my soul and sanctify my reasonings. Make firm my knees and body, illumine my five senses, nail me to the fear of thee. Always protect, guard, and keep me from soul-destroying words and deeds. Cleanse me, purify me, and adorn me. Give me understanding and illumination. Show me to be a temple of thy one Spirit and not the home of many sins. May every evil thing, every carnal passion flee from me as from a fire, as I become thy tabernacle through communion. I offer thee as intercessors all the saints, the leaders of the bodiless hosts, thy forerunner, the wise apostles, and thy pure and blameless mother. Accept their prayers in thy love, O my Christ, and make me thy servant, a child of light. For thou art the only sanctification and light of our souls, O good one, and to thee, our Master and God, we ascribe glory day by day. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, let thy holy body be my eternal life, thy precious blood my remission of sins. Let this Eucharist be my joy, health, and gladness. Make me a sinner worthy to stand on the right hand of thy glory at thine awesome second coming, through the prayers of thy most pure mother and of all the saints. O most holy Lady Theotokos, the light of my darkened soul, my hope, my protection, my refuge, my rest, and my joy, I thank you, for you have permitted me, the unworthy, to be a partaker of the most pure body and precious blood of your Son. Give the light of understanding to the eyes of my heart, you that give birth to the true light. Enliven me, who am deadened by sin, you that gave birth to the fountain of immortality. Have mercy on me, O loving Mother of the merciful God. Grant me compunction and contrition of heart, humility in my thoughts, and a release from the slavery of my own reasonings. And enable me to my last breath to receive the sanctification of the most pure mysteries for the healing of soul and body. Grant me tears of repentance and confession, that I may glorify you all the days of my life. For you are blessed and greatly glorified forever. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. O Master, pardon our transgressions. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
We don't need it because we have that thing. Okay.
Yeah. Amen. Grace shining forth from your lips like a beacon has enlightened the universe. It has shown to the world the riches of poverty. It has revealed to us the heights of humility, teaching us by your words of Father John Chrysostom, intercede before the word Christ our God to save our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You are revealed as the sure foundation of the church, granting all men a lordship which cannot be taken away, sealing it with your precepts, O venerable and heavenly Father, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Steadfast protectress of Christians, constant advocate before the Creator, do not despise the cry of us sinners, but in your goodness come speedily to help us who call on you in faith. Hasten to hear our petition and to intercede for us, O Theotokos, for you always protect those who honor you. Lord of mercy, 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 Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. True Theotokos, we magnify you. In the name of the Lord, Father, bless. Amen.
Somebody drink all the wine. Like Thunderbirds. Go ahead and beat him up. Cups that are in here, which one do you use least? You know?
Never use that one. These ones we don't use too often.
We use one today.
We did use one today.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll take this one.